100.3. Have yourself a merry little Christmas, baby. I hardly ever leave the house. I wish that I was back in your little red shack. 'Cause I am home from war or some tour of some blurry life to some November world where you're not my girl or my wife. Drive to Somerset Mall and my sweatpants fall. Move down Square Lake Road in broken code in a trance. All that I could ever need is to know there's no loss. What could supersede your warm sheets, my Miss Santa Claus? There's a subdivision that my Nana lives in, where Christmas lives in basement boxes and 90s sitcom television. Mid-November, WNIC, I'll be home for Christmas alone with Bing Crosby. Drive down to 75 inside my heated orb. Pretend I'm picking up your absent ghost from the airport. But I woke up in Frandor Plaza in the middle of the night. There was no one there, just blinding light. In 15 years, Somerset Mall will be just like them all. Summit Place, dump it all to waste. So I pass the white roadside domes where the past plays indoor soccer. I pass the bright mansion homes where the dust collects in lockers. I pass the night as it combs its way into my adult hair. I pass the light as the night stings youth with its sharp air. Oh, oh, oh. Merry Christmas, everyone. I see my world so undone and gone. But where to? Oh, you, Happy New Year to.
Last New Year's, you passed through here on the way to your new life, and in the childhood bedroom of my father's house, I made believe you were my wife. Your car got stained white in the blizzard world, looking frozen like it had traveled through time, through that blizzard world we knew together. You left and I can't make coffee without being overwhelmed by the simultaneous reminder and absence of your simple sweetness.
Merry Christmas, coffee pot. It's beginning to look a whole lot like thank you. But Christmas.